evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den live from the WTBQ studios in the sauna that is now a downpour of Warwick, New York. It is Thursday, June 9th, 2011, and you are listening on 93.5 FM, 1110 AM, WTBQ.com, or the replay on my Facebook page. If you would like to join in the controlled chaos, you can call us live at 845-651-1110. Email us at sidesplitting@yahoo.com, or IM us on Davin Rosenblatt's Facebook page. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt, and tonight I am joined by two not-so-average shows. Back in the den is Joe Curry, making his first appearance in the den. Perhaps one of the most talented comics work in the tri-state area, and I sincerely mean that. Joseph Anthony, welcome to the show, fellas.
Hello. Thank you.
And also working the board tonight is a man who works every other show, but has never worked mine. He has avoided my show like the plague, Richard Ball. Welcome, Richard. Richard's request every week is, when are you going to bring him naked women? And I just bring him in more guys.
Guys.
Richard, I'm going to get naked in a little bit. I don't know if... No good? Okay.
No.
So we got a big show tonight, fellas. As we know, the Anthony Weiner story has been all over the news. We were going to do a lot of stuff with Anthony Weiner. But our very own Joe Curry procured an interview for us. Joe Curry earning his keep with the big wages I pay him.
As French fries go a long way.
As I'm sure a lot of you folks know who are listening out there, last night a photo leaked. The naked wiener of Weiner, if you will.
The actual full Monty Weiner.
The full wiener.
The full wiener.
The full naked wiener.
Full wiener.
Because we all needed to see that, apparently. And the man who leaked that was Anthony of the Opie and Anthony Show, who just happens to be one of Joe Curry's good friends.
That's right.
You guys grew up together. So we're actually going to have Anthony calling in. I think this is his first radio interview on the subject. Is that right, Joe?
I'm not sure, but he's been doing small shows like Hannity and Red Eye and stuff like that. But he's
finally the big time with us.
Finally the big time.
Yeah. What's going on with politicians? They're becoming like, they're having a better life than rock stars. It's just out of control.
They can't keep the
women aren't as good looking as rock stars, but
I mean, they probably did it all along. It's just that now with cameras and phones and video, they're just getting caught.
These guys are just like a horny, and they don't know what to do with their time.
It's not a matter of being horny. It's a power trip, you know. It's
they think they can't get caught
abusing their power, and it's just I don't know.
They're above the law. They think they have their superior morals more than anybody else, and they have no. They think they're above the law.
It's all men that's doing this, though. It's never a woman doing these. You never see a girl. You never see like a congresswoman, and all of a sudden, like the girls going wild video like breaks.
Other than Sarah Palin, have you seen most female politicians?
Oh, I'm praying.
Yeah, well, what? So what? Anthony Weiner's your speed? You really needed to see that?
No. I'm just saying. It's like, you know, they're not pulling down hunks or anything. Like that.
No, but they have good taste. They're not flashing their boobs and putting it on Facebook. I mean, they're smarter than that.
Sarah Palin's getting close. She's on the tour bus now. We don't know what'll happen at the end.
Yeah. The naked Sarah Palin tour bus.
I wouldn't doubt it.
She will ride you like Paul Revere warning the British. You guys see that? You guys see what Sarah Palin said?
A couple
days ago, they interviewed her about Paul Revere. She said, Paul Revere, he warned the British. He warned the British that we were not going to let them take. They couldn't take our weapons away. She made it into an NRA commercial.
She's retarded. She should just be a she should be a madam. That's what she should do.
Maybe she will.
She's a moron. She couldn't run Alaska. Alaska's like a part-time job. You couldn't run Alaska.
Well, she treated it like a part-time job. She left halfway through.
I know, but it's just ridiculous. You can't run Alaska. It's ice and snow.
Rich, let me ask you a question. I heard through the grapevine, I was talking to the boss man, Frank, that Sarah Palin will be soon getting the Thursday night slot from 10 to 11 on this station.
I can't stay that late.
You can't stay that late. Lord knows Sarah Palin did not work the board.
I had a hard time finding this station. She's never going to find it.
Yeah, how cool would it be if we pulled up, though, and the bus was here, and she's just, like, asking for directions?
I have to ask you a personal question.
Oh, no. Here it comes.
What are you doing up here?
What am I doing up here?
Jews visit the mountains. They don't live in them. I mean, what are you doing up here? It got more and more woodsy as I got closer and closer. And as you know, I got pulled over by a cop. I thought he was like a forest ranger. He had like a forest ranger car. Then he got out, and all he was missing was a skateboard. He was about 11 years old. I thought he wanted me to burp him. And meanwhile, he was pulling me over.
Joe, my wife is like your wife. You know, we've talked about this. The wife.
Oh, your wife is my... You mean to tell me that your wife is possessed by Satan?
No, I don't mean to say that.
All right, then let's be clear on the correlation.
But she wanted to raise her family in a nice place. There's good school systems up here. It's nice up here.
Yeah, but you're so disconnected. I mean, you don't hunt. What do you get?
No, I don't hunt.
What, are you going to hit him with a Torah? Come on.
I don't think you could do that. I think that's sacrilegious.
Camouflage yarmuka? Go hunting?
Now, back to point.
Wait. You're completely... Joe is completely shifting gears.
I worked with Richard Lewis recently. It had an effect on me. Your call is in?
Our call is in.
I guess I'm done.
Foot.
My pal.
Hello, hey, Anthony. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, it's my buddy Davin.
Thank you.
And we got Joe Anthony.
By the way, who's your producer? I love that. The guys will be with you in a moment.
Listen, you got to go.
It's Orville Redenbacher.
And you got to go easy on them. They work them all day. It's not like your station where they got, 50 damn producers. We got one guy, and he's been here since 1967.
He's got the greatest, radio voice. So, guys will be with you in a moment. And,
you want to know a secret?
I felt like I was on an aircraft.
You want to know a little secret, Ant? He's probably got the best radio voice out of anybody at this damn station.
Him and Ted Williams are going on tour.
What did you say?
What's he answering phones for?
Listen, that's just the way things work around here. We have the best voice working
radio.
The phones. That's the way it is. You know how it is
radio,
when you started.
Where the best talent is hidden off the mic.
Station's getting our balls busted by a guy who used to do air conditioning for a living and now made it big time.
I was the funniest guy in the attic.
You most certainly were, my friend.
Listen, Anthony, if I thought that when air conditioning and laying fence would get me to your station, I would do it, all right?
Oh, believe me.
I was the fence guy.
Yeah, he was a fence guy. I came home earlier, and it's blazing hot in New York today, and I had to take my little nap, my little after-work nap.
You're because,
God forbid, I work 4 hours and don't sleep. and it was, I woke up, it was 87 degrees in the room because I something was wrong with the air conditioner, and instead of calling the attic, I'm like, call the guy. Me.
Those days are behind you.
I will never crawl in an attic. I'm like Quint, I'll never go in an attic again.
How about the time when you were on AAF, but you weren't national yet, and you come back to New York, and the guy comes up, he goes, I can't believe it's you. I can't. Oh, this is so great. Could you put it like a system in my attic?
Yeah. He goes, I remember you. You came over and put it in my system.
Meanwhile, you're the number
one. Great. I was feeling all good about myself for a second.
Number one show in life.
One second of feeling good about yourself and then just...
If I may give you a little bit of advice, as a Jew, I would suggest you always have air conditioning in the attic because you never know when crap's going to go down and you need to hide out there.
Well, that is true. Yeah. When it all goes down.
When he said,
people call me paranoid, but it's all going down someday.
Passport ready to go. Nice attic. Well, I'm going to hang out like Tiki Barber.
When Davin said, as a Jew, I'm going to give you advice, I said, this can go in any number
of directions.
You thought
it was going to be legal advice.
Legal advice, accounting advice.
How are your debits and credits, Anthony?
Yeah, I really got to look. I was looking at all my bills are on my table. And one thing, when you pay your bills late, which I always do, you feel good because when the new bills come in that say late notice, you're just like, I paid that.
Yeah, but
I do it all the time.
But
it makes me feel good.
You remember
I should just pay him on time.
Nah.
Remember the old days, the nickname we had for bills, beer coasters?
Oh, gee. Yeah, the bills were beer coasters. And when me and Joe, we used to hang out at a place called The Apartment, which was Pee Wee's Playhouse.
Yep.
I used to squat there. I can't even say I rented it because I don't remember ever paying rent. When the landlord would come around, he'd knock on the door, and we'd literally hide like children.
We'd be hiding.
Behind the windows until he left. And you'd hear him yelling, like, I know you're in there, pay the rent. And then we're calling him, like, horrible names and racial epithets and everything else.
No, not you guys.
Yes, us guys.
And meanwhile, like, after you grow up a little bit, you start thinking, geez, the guy just wanted his rent.
Yeah, but we needed beer money, so he's out of luck.
Should have been like my father, the gambler. We used to just move in the middle of the night.
I was loading
trucks at 7.
What are you, the Cleveland Browns?
The fact that Joe said we needed beer money, that's what helps me sleep at night, Joe.
Yeah.
Well, let's fast forward to now where you're very successful and have a hot tub, and Joe's sweating it out in a studio up here in Warwick, New York with me.
Yeah, not so much.
Well, Joe, that's true, but that's how it works.
I think basically what we're saying is Joe needs beer money.
Yes. Yes, I do.
That's how it works, though. You know something? You just... you pop on a radio show, you make some ha-has, and before you know it, you got a model eating yogurt over there in the kitchen, yeah. And you were just swimming in the pool.
Really? Really?
Yeah,
really? I don't think so. I think that's just you.
No, I would take your late bills if I had your money.
Yeah, we're willing to pay your bills on time if we can have your life.
Why not just pay them 6 months out and go, leave me alone?
Every time I go to his house, I just hear Robin Leach's voice go, "Welcome to Anthony's. Drink all the beer you want."
Oh. Yes, this piece of Long Island white trash is made good.
Oh, let me tell you, I thank you so much. I found that family-sized Jack Daniels 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
That was good. That was a good party.
Family-sized Jack Daniels?
Yeah, that was a good party, man.
What a good party.
I love the parties where when Joe shows up to a party and goes, "I don't have to be nowhere tomorrow." I'm like, thank God, because I hate when it's always like, "Oh, goody two shoes, I gotta leave."
Well, it's not like I'm going home to read the Bible. I gotta do gigs and stuff like that.
I don't believe he drinks.
I don't believe Joe has
gigs. Everybody here knows I'm hardcore, and I've never seen him have a drink.
Anthony,
never.
Well, he's
professional. Yeah, you know what? He comes off, if he has any responsibility the next day, he really will drink and either not drink at all or very moderate, and like, that's not me. I'm like, "Oh, what? Oh, yeah, I got a TV thing tomorrow." That's I think I was drinking before Red Eye. I did Fox's Red Eye the other night. Uh-huh. I had about 5 beers before I even went on. You know, Papa Xanax.
What was the first thing I asked when I came in here?
If there was alcohol.
I took my anxiety pills. Now I got to cap off.
In defense of all three of us, there's a difference between you and the rest of us, and I can put it in two words. Guaranteed contract.
Right. I'll tell you, what you were just saying, though, booze is like Miracle-Gro for Xanax.
You ain't kidding, brother.
It makes it work better.
Don't you just love people?
I love drinking. It doesn't solve your problems. It makes them funny.
And that's all you need. That's all you need, my friend.
That's true.
So Anthony, you've made a little bit of news. You know.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Something happened.
You wouldn't have made this type of news since somebody was having sex in a church, but you know, it had been a couple of years. You see an Anthony Weiner scandal. You say, you know what? Not everybody's seen his naked penis. What can we do about this? And away you go.
When this whole thing started, and I was watching it on TV, and obviously, like everybody else, I'm just laughing my ass off, thinking another politician that tripped over his own junk on his way to a better office. I just couldn't grasp the fact that we'd be the ones that finally broke the big picture.
Yeah, you're like the CNN of satellite radio.
Yes. It happened that fast, and I had met Andrew Breitbart after I taped Red Eye on Fox. Mm-hmm. We all go out drinking usually afterwards. And Greg Gutfeld, who is the host of that show, he had Andrew with him. And we were hanging out, drinking, had a great time. I honestly do like Andrew. He's a funny guy. He's a regular guy. His political ideology, very much like mine.
I've heard the show. I'm aware.
And mine.
Yeah. If you ask Joe, I lean slightly right. I do have some. I do have some. I guess left leaning ideology as far as some social crap goes. But financially and like ideologically, I'm pretty far right. So me and Andrew got along just great. He was showing the picture on his phone of a wiener, that's, you know, the only way you could put it.
There's other ways to put it, but yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's the way to put it. It hadn't been released yet.
You make it sound like it's a Kraken that they're trying to release.
Pregnant, so apparently it had been released. Huddle up. But we had all seen it, and he was showing it around pretty much to anybody. I do remember a police captain that night was at the table, and he was looking at it. A fire department crew was checking out something, I guess a false alarm that happened next door to the bar we were in, and Andrew's showing them. So it wasn't like he didn't want people to see it. He just wasn't releasing it.
How many other penises did he have on the phone? Who else was penises?
It was on his phone. I know, which is very odd.
Yeah, but were there other penises on the phone or just this one particular penis?
You know what? I didn't scroll. I just looked at the one. When you see one that's that dreamy, you don't have to look after another.
Davin was hoping for a good story to enter his parade.
To have a good-looking Jewish penis out there in the public is not bad for my people. It really isn't.
That's right. That what are you going to do? Right? Exactly.
Him and Ron Jeremy.
That is a world-class penis for a Jewish gentleman.
Apparently
really
you're an
is.
Expert.
I don't know. Mark Smith
saw a lot of things in that attic.
I think we just broke some news here on this show.
He saw a lot of things in that attic.
We were talking. He mentioned coming in on the show, and we hung out late. It was the oddest thing, hanging out with him and Ann Coulter. And it was just like a satanic Republican conservative meeting that night.
What's the matter? Rush was busy. He couldn't make it and fly into that.
Rush must have been. I don't think he heard that we invited him with his friggin' bionic ear that's broken.
Can Ann Coulter see a penis and identify it as Republican?
You know what? She's that good, my friend.
She's that good,
She's
right?
That good.
Have we seen Ann Coulter's penis? Is that revealed?
Yeah. You know what? I've never looked. I've never seen it. But that would be an interesting thing to say.
Ann, can she drink? She looks like a drinker.
Yeah, she can pound a few down.
There's a
that's
girl.
For sure.
We're still talking about drinks,
hung
right?
out.
Yes.
She
and
can
she arm
drink.
Wrestles everyone.
Ugh. I've noticed one thing I've noticed after years of doing these political pundit shows, they're all raging alcoholics.
That explains a lot of the things they say.
It's astounding that they go on TV, they go in front of the cameras on Fox, or even MSNBC and CNN, this is no political affiliation drunk.
Sure.
They are all complete drunks. Because when you think about it, when you see them on these shows, you realize they're not doing anything else before or after these shows. You don't see them working or doing it. They just show up to talk on these shows. So in between, they're drinking.
I think I just found my calling.
You got guys really working on their resume during this show right now.
why do you think I've found my way into those programs?
Yep. Anthony's just a smarter guy than the rest of us. He did it sooner.
We have to change careers now. Here I was a drunken comic.
Let me ask you a question, Anthony. Now you said, you know, Andrew's right leaning, it matches up with your political views. If he if he has like a Republican penis hanging out on that phone, would you still try to break the story the way you did?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I didn't care. Like when it was a Republican. What's his name? That was tapping his foot underneath that bathroom stall.
Oh, Craig, Senator Craig.
Yeah, and I was laughing my ass off. I thought that was hysterical. Yeah, I don't have this staunch political affiliation where I won't sell out a Republican in a second if he's being an ass.
Okay.
Or not even being an ass. I don't. And for the record. Mm-hmm. I don't think Wiener was doing anything wrong aside from, being married. But, if you look back at my marriage, I did a few things.
Holy smokes.
But I don't care what he's doing. I think it's great. He's clicking pics. He's, sexting. That's fine by me. I don't care. But the fact that it made such big news and us, the radio industry, you want the big story.
Sure.
If you're jocks, I don't care how many. Every jock that said, this is terrible, those shock jocks, Opie and Anthony did this or that. It's like, you would have done the same thing. Every radio guy wants the publicity.
So was this all publicity for you? Is that what it was? Because that's what people are going to say.
Yeah, that's, when you're in show mode, and, it's a whole nother mindset. You're looking to make noise. You're looking to entertain the people. Anything that can get you noticed
you're going to do. So this was a perfect opportunity for that. And when I go home, I do have some regrets. Like, I like Andrew Breitbart.
I don't think he feels the same anymore.
What's that?
I said, I've seen the interviews. I don't think he feels the same anymore about you guys.
No, and that's just it. I don't think he does either. But I do like the guy. I genuinely had a great time hanging out with him. I talked to them for a long time. And we share a lot of the same ideas and everything, and that did honestly made me feel bad because I didn't want to, you know, be a scumbag to him and for him to go, oh, here it is, another, you know, dumbass shock jock just trying to get a story so he screws me over.
Right.
Which, by the way, is exactly what I did. but you just hope it ends differently. But when you're in that show mode, all you're thinking is that. But then once you get home, there have been some times I've gotten home and gone, man, I said some horrid things about the handicap today.
You know, I've been there. You know,
then after a couple of Guinnesses, it's like, huddle, 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 huddle.
Exactly. That's where the wine bottle opens and you go, screw it.
Have you spoken to Andrew since then? Have you tried to call him?
We had an exchange right after the pictures went public on Twitter. And it was me and him. He wanted some kind of statement. He wanted me to make some kind of statement that said he wasn't he had no knowledge of what happened and didn't release the pictures. And I was like, yeah, I'll do that. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So I wrote something up. I sent it to him. And what I got back was a revised version of what I wrote from his lawyer.
Sure.
And then I was like, now this is something else. I can't now sign off on something a lawyer wrote. So I wound up sending it to my lawyer agent. And now it becomes like a thing, some kind of legal issue. So then it was just all communications were cut off and whatever happened, happened.
When all was said and done, they had a version of the cat
in the hat. I wasn't
going
to make myself culpable to some type of inflammatory habeas corpus.
But, I mean, listen, I mean, nobody, he can't come after you. He can't sue you, so you don't got to worry about that.
No, no. There's a lot of people have been saying on Twitter and whatnot, they're asking, you know, are you guys screwed? Is the company mad? Sirius has been totally cool about it.
Of course they are. You guys are in the headlines again. Mission accomplished.
Believe me, though, we've been in headlines before, and they've thrown us off the air for a month.
Yes,
so
yeah.
Headlines, schmedlines, they don't care.
Well, let me ask you a question. Since you got Satellite backing you, is this going to follow in the steps of Whip 'Em Out Wednesday and leaking penises become a regular bit on the show?
You know, if there were that many wonderful pictures to go out over Twitter, I guess we'd do that. But, you know, the wiener thing was one in a million.
I don't know.
What are you going to do?
I think if you can somehow, if you want to one-up this wiener situation, somehow get Barack to show
please.
His penis.
That's not fitting on a camera phone.
You know, and say, I'll show you a penis.
That's the prized penis right there.
There
that's
go.
Gotta be number one on the hit list.
He's gonna be afraid to go to a urinal now because of you maniacs out there.
That ain't no penis.
Michelle, get the camera. You definitely don't want that guy. I will say, though, I'm glad my political affiliation doesn't really influence what I do on the show, but I am glad that I think this was the straw that broke the camel's back as far as a Democrat being thrown out of office. So.
He broke the wiener.
But he's still in denial.
I broke this to the wiener that broke the camel's back.
He says he's not going to resign. I mean, how...
None of these guys resign.
You know what it is, though? Pelosi showed him a picture of her penis, and it was much bigger.
The penis is as big as the gavel she used to have.
The only thing that came out of this one of the few things I like that came out of this is Nancy Pelosi. I actually siding with Nancy Pelosi on something. Whoever thought that would happen?
Yeah. Well, she's doing an investigation, and it doesn't matter at this point. I've seen politicians in the past say they're not resigning, they're going to hold fast, let the voters decide. But when your party tells you to leave, you leave.
You leave.
And that's what's happening. All the Democrats, and especially, you know, going into Barack, he's campaigning. A lot of these Democrats are going to want to start campaigning for office. They don't want a loose cannon. let's just say a loose musket.
I have not seen the photo. I will take your word.
Yeah. All right. A loose derringer out there to screw the election up. So I think the Democratic Party is going to get to him, and I think he's got the perfect out now, because since his wife is pregnant, I think he's going to pull this whole, well, my family needs me kind of a thing, and
yeah, he
and
doesn't want to go home to that.
You know what?
Yeah.
Clinton
yeah,
was a master.
Peace with honor. Peace with honor. A light.
Clinton should give workshops. Listen, Spitzer, Wiener, sit down, guys.
Ensign.
Let me show you Schwarzenegger. Let me show you how it's going to go.
Bitter.
Let me show
Sanford.
You. Yeah. It goes on and on. You know?
Craig.
Yeah. The Bill Clinton workshop. Now, you boys listen to me. This is how it's going to go down, all right? When I say this, you say that.
You did not have sex with that woman. Insert name.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of the point, though, where social media has made it where years ago this couldn't happen this quickly. Mm-hmm. You go from being a respected working politician to just being the scourge of society in a day now, because all this stuff just comes out and it spreads like wildfire and there's no defending against it. Obviously, lies don't work anymore because you're leaving an electronic paper trail with everything.
Anthony, you missed the best lie. Anthony, he clearly said he did not know if that was his penis. I mean, that is the best one.
It is. Technology is to blame, and they should all just break down on the stand and cry and go, it was all Tommy Lee's fault.
We're trying to measure up to that penis.
He just influenced me so much.
I'm not Republican. I'm not Democrat. I'm a rock star.
All I was thinking of, though, when you think of this social media and electronic media, is like, obviously, years ago, the politicians still did this garbage, but it was like, you know, Ansel Adams had taken a picture of me with a pinhole camera, and I sent it to a girl that had the scurvy on the Oregon Trail. I am quite sorry, my dear, that this ever happened.
He's got the old-timey voice down.
I was a cab.
Old-timey voice. Well, my dearest Doris, please excuse me for this sketch that I'm sending you. I hope it doesn't get out. 20 years later, the Pony Express brings it back to D.C., and his career goes.
Well, it took 200 years to find out Jefferson was fooling around with his staff, you know?
Nobody had a dummy up back in the day.
Ben Franklin was a war master. Are you kidding?
Did you just call slaves his staff?
Like, Joe's not sure when he comes down on the whole slave.
I like
the
W.
His staff. I want reparations for being a champ.
Sir, we demand a raise. We will unionize.
He was fooling around with the staff, like he's pinching the secretary's cheek during dictation.
Oh, it's the Jefferson.
You're a blast, man.
Hey, Anthony, worst experience? Yeah, yeah. Worst experience, seeing the naked wiener or working for the XFL?
Wow, I would have to. That's a close one. The XFL thing was... It felt like the wiener picture, only it was placed somewhere different on my person. That's exactly how it felt. Yeah. Oh, boy, we all thought that one was going to fly.
Seemed like a good idea for the first couple of weeks.
With wings, and I'm going to jump off this rock and cruise through the air. No, you're not.
Hey, man, you were on the top of the world at the time. You had to take your shot. It wasn't your fault that the league stunk.
We had been given that offer literally 10 times, and we said no. But then they came across with so much money, we just said, sure, why not? I could use a pool.
Use a pool.
I'm not one of these artistic people that say, I won't do anything for money. I'll do anything for money.
The difference between
anything.
Anthony
offer
and
me enough, I'm doing the Charleston in front of
the Shelby
the
don't run.
I don't care.
The Shelby don't run on love.
Anthony works for madams. You and I work for pimps. That's the difference.
That's true.
He's in a different class, but we're all in the same game.
You know, it's I hate phony people that try to be so that's well below me. I won't do that. It's like, stop. If you have to have a gate open before you can drive into your driveway, you've done some things that you probably, compromised your integrity about.
Yeah, I guess I have a lot of integrity and honesty, so you can drive right up to my one-bedroom apartment anytime you'd like.
Believe me, that landlord looking for the rent never had to drive through a gate.
Oh, no.
Hey, Anthony, we got to take a commercial. Do you want to stick around for the second half? Or
yeah, sure, man. I'll hang out.
All right, we're gonna go to break. We'll be back more with Anthony in a few moments.
Rhythm and Rhyme Child Care is a New York State licensed facility, family-owned and operated, providing care and a watchful eye for children from 6 weeks to 12 years of age. Rhythm and Rhyme prides itself on excellent education and care. Your child always gets individualized attention. Their experienced, credentialed teachers and staff provide a warm and friendly atmosphere for your child. Their new, modern facility features security cameras and card key access. Healthy and organic snacks are available. Your child can play indoors or, when weather permits, in their outdoor fenced-in playground. Parents are always welcome. If you're looking for safe, secure, state-of-the-art childcare in a wonderful location, take a tour of Rhythm and Rhyme Childcare at 65 Ronald Reagan Boulevard in Warwick, New York. Call 987-7771 for Rhythm and Rhyme Childcare or visit rrchildcare.com. 987-7771, rrchildcare.com.
Hi. My name is Davin Rosenblatt of the Davin and Cisco Show. Besides being the host of a radio show, I am a professional stand-up comedian and owner of the ever-growing entertainment company Sidesplitting Productions. As a performer, I have appeared on Comedy Central and performed several tours overseas for our troops. As a company, for over a decade, Sidesplitting Productions has been providing the very best in live stand-up comedy, murder mystery shows, DJs, and celebrity impersonators across the nation. Our entertainers are perfect for restaurants, special family events, and making that corporate event or party a stunning success. For a free consultation and quote, call me anytime at 845-986-7806. That's 845-986-7806. Or check us out on the web at sidesplittingproductions.com. That's SIDESPLITTINGPRODUCTIONS.com. Sidesplittingproductions.com.
Success Martial Arts, the latest self-defense concept to come to Orange County. They combine classical martial arts training with a family fun environment custom tailored for children, teens, and adults. Success Martial Arts has two convenient locations, on Route 32 North in the town of Woodbury, and its newest location in the Chester Mall in the village of Chester. Please call today for more information, 845-469-1716, or visit their website at www.smacenters.com.
Hi, I have a young family, and I want to make gifts for my wife, parents, and in-laws, and a scrapbook for my daughter more than special. I wanted them memorable and unique. My friend Tony Pacente made that and so much more possible. Tony is an independent demonstrator with Stampin' Up, a quality craft supply company that has earned a Reader's Choice Award and has been featured in several magazines nationwide. And from now until August 31st, 2011, Stampin' Up! Will donate $2 from the sale of each Strength and Hope set and Strength and Hope digital kit to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation, making your projects that much more special. But if you are not a crafter, but are interested in learning how to make handmade cards, paper, or digital scrapbooks, or gifts for any occasion, Tony would be happy to help with a workshop or class. She can also take custom orders for weddings, birthdays, and any other need you may have. Please visit her website at tonypacente.stampinup.net. TonyPacente.stampinup.net. At tonypacente.stampinup.net, you will see the amazing quality line of Stampin' Up! Products available. So come, stamp a celebration today.
Hi, this is Ed Lynch, host of the Edward Jones Daily Stock Market Update. Tune in every weekday at 6 p.m. to get the Daily Stock Market Update, along with great insights for making sense of investing, right here on WTVQ.
Hi, this is Paul Nebraski, host of Morning Energy with Nebraski. Tune into my show every Tuesday at 6:30 a.m. on WTVQ to learn about home energy efficiency, home improvements, and much more.
WTVQ. We'll have a few showers and thunderstorms around early on tonight. Then we'll turn out partly cloudy, lows dropping down to near 65. A mix of clouds and sun will be on tap tomorrow. There still could be a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. Highs will only reach near 80 degrees. A couple showers and thunderstorms Friday night with a low around 60. And on Saturday, lots of clouds work in, much cooler with a shower or thunderstorm possible. From the WTBQ Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Mike Mihalik.
WTBQ. And we are back. You are listening live to Davin's Den on WTBQ. If you want to call in, numbers 845-651-1110. I am joined in studio tonight by Joe Foot Curry.
Hello.
Joseph Anthony. And work at the board, Richard Ball. And I believe we still have Anthony from Opie and Anthony on the line.
Still there?
Yeah?
No, the wheelbarrow full of gold doubloons go over there.
He's a pirate, too. So Anthony, we got all into this whole Anthony Weiner thing, and I think it broadens it out a little bit. In your opinion, is sexting cheating?
Wow, is sexting cheating?
That's what this guy did.
Should I be talking about this?
Well, is your wife or girlfriend there right now?
Melissa has to leave the room. Okay. Exting tay isn't yay eating tay in yay I'm a yay Indian pay.
Pig laugh.
He's done this before.
Many a time.
No, it all depends on the, I think, seriously, the relationship that you have. The girl that you have, is she cool? Is she,
is she a Mormon?
Old hag? Does she even know what electronic media is?
Well, what is she doing? They all know what electronic media is.
Smoke signal.
I'm sending an etch-a-sketch of my penis. I hope you don't mind.
I mean, Anthony, either they're two or they're 96.
I'm sending it to your light bright.
Everybody else in between, I think they have a pretty good idea. What, are you trying to get the mentally handicapped to shack up with you? I'm not saying you shouldn't. I'm just asking a question.
I'd love to pull up in front of the house. There's ramps in front now.
I think I have the definitive on this. This is only my opinion, of course. I'm in an awful marriage.
She's not listening to the show right now, clearly.
I don't care if she was or she wasn't. It's that bad. She's lucky I don't kill her. Thank God for the
children. This will wind up in evidence.
Thank God for the children. That's all I have to say. I feel that if I send a picture of my body parts to a would-be girl and nothing's going on, that's perfectly okay because you're not servicing me at home. However, if she sends out a naked photo, there's going to be a problem. I think that's perfectly fair and just.
But wait a second now. You bring up a point here, Joseph. She's pregnant. She was servicing, the wife of Anthony Weiner is pregnant. Mm-hmm. She was servicing this guy. This guy was getting service. He was just, doing what guys do.
Yeah, that doesn't even matter if the servicing is going on. But a good point was brought up. I think you can really determine if it's cheating or not, whatever you're doing, if you think about your girl doing it, and would it piss you off?
Of course it would.
That seems to be the litmus test.
That's what I'm getting
at. If I may mention chemistry.
Your friend is smart, Joe.
Isn't that a grunge band?
Yes, litmus test.
Those guys rule.
You're going to be opening for them next week too, Joe?
Probably.
Okay, yeah. Good.
Hey, don't you know what? Fun in the bag. I got my former lead singer on the phone. That's right, man.
Can't open for Zebra every weekend. I know. It's rough.
All jokes aside, it is cheating.
You think it's cheating?
Yeah, it is cheating.
But there's
you
no
have
contact.
To have a really, there's like that AshleyMadison.com, for example. I guess you have to have a really open relationship, and if that's okay, then if it's okay by both of you, and it's just what would you say, harmless flirtation involving nudity. Great, then that's your arrangement.
But doesn't it lead to more?
Well, if the other one knows and they're okay with it, then it is just that. It's just some naked pictures. Listen, I'm saying that it's wrong, and I'm a bad guy.
Apparently, this show's a confessional for some of us.
I'm a very bad guy, but I'm saying that if you stripped away all the anger, and you need a lot of stripping with me, that it is wrong. It is wrong. You're in a committed relationship.
Hold on a second, then. If sexting or texting or anything is considered cheating, then why not just have sex? How come some guys just do the sexting?
and don't have actual physical contact with these girls, if it's considered cheating, then why not just have sex if it's the same thing?
Why pay the minutes?
Well, they're filling a void, you know, and in a way they're not as bad as a cheater, but their desire is there.
Dr. Phil, what the hell is going on here? I'm getting a real answer.
Oh, you want a joke?
Dr. Phil just walked in.
Well, I really didn't understand the question. You were like, if sexting is cheating and cheating is texting, if Bill wore a hat and not a fat, wow, we went...
I thought Joe explained it. Harmless flirting with nudity. That's like a slight disagreement with gunfire, you know?
You know, I get drunk at a barbecue. I moon all my neighbor's wives. Am I cheating? There's not even a phone between
us. Yeah, but they're not interested in what you're showing them.
Just ass and taint, and you know, they all seen it.
Well, let's do this. If you're with your wife or girlfriend, whoever it is.
Don't curse me like that. Huh?
Well, fine, if you're with somebody else's wife who likes you.
Nice.
No, but if you're with your loved one and you're in the midst of acts, but you're fantasizing about somebody else, isn't that the same thing as what we're talking about here?
No. Fantasizing?
No,
it's not the same thing.
No.
It's
maybe if you're saying it out loud to her,
right.
That would be a problem.
Billy. Oh, damn it. I'm straight. Yeah. Never mind.
Honey, I was just thinking about the post lady. You know, that's different.
Oh, believe me. In my mind, the girl at the bank, this girl I liked, mind. I don't just, you know, sit there and zip out some pictures.
Because your wife would frown upon that.
Imagination is a light form of energy that changes quickly.
But this is imagination.
If you take the time to hold the phone in front of your dick.
Oh, stupid. Really?
I'm sorry.
Really?
Did you get that? Did you catch that? All right.
Van Halen, please.
But I meant if you take the phone to hold it in front of your cousin Richard, all right? Then, and Richard's got the phone, and he takes a picture of your naked apparatus, then obviously you have some sort of intent and some unfulfilled thing going on in that relationship.
You've clearly thought this out a lot.
Well, you brought it on a table, man. I'm not having sex, so I think about a lot of things. Suicide, murders, sexting.
Anthony, you're living a different life than most of us here are living. Can you
happy.
Can you email Joseph some other pictures that might be on the phone or something? He clearly needs something.
I'm just listening to you guys laugh my ass off.
I'm glad
like,
you find
like,
my
oh,
pain.
Oh, amateurs!
I'm glad you find my pain funny. Yeah.
No, believe me, everyone's pain is hysterical.
Yeah,
I've been
true.
Through it. I was married. Joe Curry will tell you
oh.
It was a living hell, a living hell.
Oh my God! Oh God! Oh boy!
Terrible!
Oh,
holy smokes!
God.
I love my wife.
Oh yeah.
Jesus! It was like being married to one of the pirates in the Pirates from the Caribbean's ride.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute. That doesn't make sense because you were just talking about counting your doubloons. If you were married, she took all the doubloons.
Let me tell you.
She certainly did.
Especially at the bar when she would get a little inebriated.
All right, so she wasn't a nice
she
person.
She spent some of the best money of my life.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you're doing all right for yourself. You have more ex-wives in your future.
I don't really hate my wife.
I snap back. You know,
I snap back.
I don't really hate
but
my
I'll
wife.
I'll never get married again.
Yeah.
Another one. I'll never put on a wedding ring again.
Farewell and adieu.
What the hell is that?
That's Jaws. You never saw Jaws?
Oh, Jaws?
Jaws? Come on now.
No, you never heard Jaws?
I don't know the quotes like you.
Shark will swallow your whole.
Wow.
Anthony, I don't know if
Joe,
you've
who are
seen...
Joe, you hanging out with that they don't know quotes from Jaws?
Hold on there, Anthony. The difference between me and Joe, me and your
he
pal,
was in Hebrew class.
Is I have references from this century. Have you ever seen your pals act from the 50s on?
Hey, maybe if I sing some Little Mermaid songs, you might know those.
My daughter loves the Little Mermaid, don't you? Do you have some Barney cranked up that you can sing for me? That's my world, baby. I'm not divorced yet, and I got a 4-year-old. This is my escape, this little show. This is all I have. I don't have the naked women hanging out in the hot tubs. This is all I have, my friends.
I understand.
I really should
take a step back and look.
Yes. We don't all get to hang out with Breitbart and have pictures of penises thrown at us.
You're right, sir. Get out of your pictures.
Here, look at this. That, hold on.
Hold on, backpedal for a second, Davin. Is that a desire of yours?
Yes.
To have a picture of a naked penis? There,
no, not a. Many schmeckles. Many schmeckles right. emailed
schmeckles.
Me to continue.
I like the way he throws the Jewish tinge
well,
on
sure, that. This is the best penis we've had out there.
Look at this guy.
Every boss I've ever had in radio has used the word schmeckle.
I guess I'm going to be...
Guess what?
So, Anthony, I'm going to need you in the office tomorrow at 5 a.m., all right?
All right, I'll bring my schmeckle.
Listen, for the Jews, we've had nothing since Koufax. This is the best thing we got going for us. This guy was getting good-looking chicks. You know, Anthony publicizes his penis all over the place. This is a... You know, it sucks for his career, but for Jews... Thank you.
It really is. You got to look at the big picture, and for the entire tribe, it really does help. You're right.
Well, we've never done a full show on peni before.
The Jews do just fine.
The Jews do not do
just
fine.
Yes, especially the ones that don't look Jewish.
What does that mean? What are the Palestinians behind it?
You know, the ones where you can't tell. They're usually pretty good looking, and they have the inheritance money. So that's a triple threat right
hell
there.
Of an anti-Semitic remark there.
Thank you, Anthony.
No, thank you. I'm just. Wow, I'm reading it right from the headline.
What's it say about this show? And Anthony's the voice of reason, by the way.
Especially as far as race goes. Jesus, that's horrible.
I think if Opie was listening to this show, he'd go, "What the f?"
Well, yeah, Davin makes all his guinea remarks when I leave the show, anyway.
Oh, I make guinea remarks to you right now.
Oh, what's with the guinea?
See, I love your T-shirts with the cutout sleeves.
Opie would be calling me up saying someone's saying they're you on some radio show.
Listen, Opie's a big fan of us. I'm sure he's listening all the time.
All the time.
If he's got a gerbil and a generator.
Come on, we got the best voice in radio working the board. What are you doing to my station?
I understand. We only have our radios tuned to, what are the call letters?
Yeah.
WTVQ, 93.5.
WTVQ, yes. Yeah. I only listen to WTDQ.
Isolate that. Rich, isolate that.
There's actually
Anthony
a line
Cumia.
Of 12 cars
Anthony
out there.
Anthony Cumia from the Opie and Anthony Show, and I listen to WTDQ.
All right. Everybody in studio, dummy up. Do it again. Take it from the top.
Take two.
Hey, it's Anthony Cumia from the Opie and Anthony Show, and I only listen to WTDQ.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go.
I can't believe I'm doing freaking promos.
TDQ. He wants chocolate milk, apparently.
Listen, man, you know what? I have to get my own damn sponsors. That might have saved me half a sponsorship right there. Maybe I don't have to get a new sponsor tomorrow because you did that promo for the station. Who am I kidding? Of course I have to get new sponsors tomorrow.
And we'll be over tomorrow to clean the pool.
Yeah. How about this for a plug? My name is Joseph.
I got to say something also. This might be a little inside for radio, but I was listening to the spot break that you did, the commercials. Mm-hmm. Can you tell people that have URLs for their websites that are 10 miles long not to spell them? Just say them. I'm listening to it. It's like by the fourth letter, it becomes alphabet soup. I don't know where I am. Yeah. I hit the button, and again, I'm on that horse porno site.
Hold on. Two things. First of all, stupid was me. I was the one with that. Second of all, you would be on the horse porno site anyway. You're not fooling anybody.
Yeah, I know. It's all my favorites.
Is Mr. Ed and Friends still up there?
Mr. Ed? See, another damn 50s reference. Can't you, update it to, the Seabiscuit movie or something?
Mr. Horse. Horses do you know?
I know plenty of them.
The Secretariat, that's 72.
Well, Secretariat's dead like your act.
Just get in your LaSalle and get out of here.
I love Joe. I bust his balls, but Joe's a good friend of mine.
Joe is the best friend, man. I've known Joe for many years.
Many years, man.
He is the best.
We've been through the ringer together.
Personality, I still hang in there, hoping something will change.
Nothing's going to change.
Nothing.
Unless he runs for politics, nothing's going to happen.
I don't have a camera.
Oh, believe me, I got too many stories for him to ever run for office.
Oh my!
How many pictures of his penis do you have on your phone? That's what we want to know.
Oh my God!
On his phone, he's got one on his wall.
Right.
All right, your penis is
a mural size. But when you make a mural out of it, it's beautiful.
That's why I see it.
This is insane. We got to get out of here in a couple of minutes.
This is the gayest show I've ever done.
How long is your show?
It's an hour.
My show's an hour, my friend.
An hour? You bastard. An hour?
All right, so do something for my career. Put me on your station at the virus at 2 a.m. Give us an hour and a half. You should see the magic we can create.
And what time do you have to be there? I guess an hour ago.
He's good at math and chemistry.
On the bus show, right? Yeah.
Yeah, try 4 hours at 6 in the morning, my friend. Now you're talking a hell job.
Wait a minute. The difference is you're getting paid millions and I'm getting paid nothing.
Good point.
And I drove up here and got pulled over in the woods.
I'm talking to you from my wine closet, getting another bottle of Annapurna Shiraz.
He's got a wine closet?
He's got a movie theater. Ed, tell him about the movie theater.
Oh, yeah, I got a full-size movie theater in my house. It's great.
And a popcorn machine.
You like Shiraz? That's terrible.
It wasn't to be ostentatious or anything. It was just so I didn't have to hear, I ain't turning off my cell phone. So I spent a lot of money just for that convenience.
No, don't lie. It was totally about the money.
Well,
it was capital.
Yeah.
So what, Anthony doesn't have black people in his movie theater? Is that what he said?
You should bring one in every once in a while just for fun.
Patrice O'Neill comes in every so often, so that's kind of fun.
What is that, your token black friend, just to make sure everything's fine? You hide the China when he comes in?
Yes. Well, yeah, and?
No, listen, man, we got to get out of here a second, but Patrice ripped my buddy Joe apart when he was on your show many years ago when he was promoting his show in Calgary, and if I ever get the opportunity, I will not let Patrice do that, because Joe is trying to promote a nice little show in Calgary, and Patrice just ripped him a new one, and Joe took it like a little girl.
Yeah, I got picked.
He's a rough one to go against, man. I wouldn't even like go against him. He's with no pun intended, Mighty Joe Young.
I don't know if you know what he did when I was up there. I was pushing Cal. First time headlining him in another country. He ripped me upon the radio. I get to the airport to go to the club, and the guy goes, "Who's Patrice O'Neill? People are looking for him."
You got to the airport. You should have said he's the guy swatting at planes up on that building.
All right. On that note, we have to get out. Anthony, thank you so much for spending the last hour with us.
Hey, it's no problem, man.
Yeah, thanks
Love
so much,
it.
Man.
My pal Joe Curry is the greatest, and from what he tells me, I have no idea. You guys are pretty cool too, but we suck.
But it was a pleasure.
A couple of beers. unless you're one of those recovering fucking.
No, I'm not there yet. I hope to recover in a couple of years.
Dumb bounce, I cursed.
Got Van Halen queuing. Panama's on the way.
I almost made it to the end without cursing.
Man, what are you going to do? I've been a good boy up until tonight.
Oh,
Anthony, man, thank you so much. Listen to him every morning on The Virus on XM Sirius.
XM Sirius LA Radio. I think it's Sirius 206, XM 105 or something like that. Whatever. thanks, guys.
Thank you, Anthony.
I love you, man.
All right, man. We got to fly in a couple seconds. Joseph, Anthony, where are you going to be this weekend?
Tomorrow night I'll be at Harrah's Resort Casino in Atlantic City at the Friday Night Laughs comedy series.
Cool. You're there for a while.
I've been there for a while.
You're like the house guy at Harrah's, right?
My run will end on July 8th, and then we'll see what the corporation has in mind for me.
Well, if they have any sense, they're going to rehire you. I mean, I know...
Well, just even for other things, out of town, out of state, out of country, I don't care. They're big. It's Caesars. They have probably 50 different venues, you know?
For those that have not heard Joseph's one of the funniest guys around.
We didn't really get to showcase him tonight as much as
I'd like to. I want to get Joseph back in here, but if you get a chance to catch Joseph Anthony, definitely do not pass on that.
Give him the website, Devin.
Well, what's it? What's
JosephAnthonyComedian.com.
All right, don't spell it out, Anthony.
And again, that's JosephAnthonyComedian.com.
Joe Curry, where are you going to be this weekend?
I will be at Casa Bianca. Where is that?
That's in Oak Ridge, New Jersey.
That's in Oak Ridge, New Jersey. What time's the show?
7 o'clock dinner, 8:30 show.
7 o'clock, day, what he just said. It's going to be really good. We got Uncle Floyd. And Bobby Gonzo.
And Joe Foot Curry.
And me. And please come down. You can find me also on Facebook, Joe Curry, or Facebook, Joe Curry Nation on Facebook.
The phone number for that, if you want tickets, is 973-697-9704. Before we get out of here, I want to give special thank you to Rhythm and Rhyme Daycare and Preschool in Warwick, New York. They are the official daycare and preschool of my child. Thank you to Success Martial Arts in Chester, New York. And thank you to TonyPicente.StampinUp.net. We got a great show for you next week, too. Next week, we're going to do the Father's Day countdown of the worst fathers of 2011. That's going to be a lot of fun. And also, we are thrilled to have in studio... Returning from Afghanistan, Joe Padula. Joe is going to tell us what it's really like in Afghanistan. He shot some videos in Facebook. He's got great stories to tell, and I think it's very very important that we, as a nation, get to hear what our soldiers have to say. I think we are out of time. Are we out of time, Rich? I have a minute and a half.
Why don't we all sing Kumbaya?
Let's do that.
why don't you all advise me how to get home without getting stopped again?
Listen,
this,
first of all,
on this mountain pass you call
a town. Joseph, it's bad idea to throw the empties at the cop.
What?
You can't wing the empties at the cop.
No, I don't wing anything. I told him point blank, officer, the last thing I want to do is break the law. I don't know if he understood what that
clearly
meant.
Clearly he did not check your record.
No, I whipped out 45 different PBA cards from every state in the
Union. Aren't the PBA cards just like a get out of jail free if you're in New
Sometimes.
Jersey?
Sometimes. It all depends
they
on
don't
the
work
officer.
Up here, though.
They no. worked for me.
Did they?
I think that was because he was nine.
Nine?
And he liked the pretty colors.
Should have given him a coloring book.
Did you tell him you were coming to the big station? Doing
I
the
said
big
I was going to do a radio show. I didn't want to say where. I figured that might have got me locked up.
Oh! Give this guy a bell. He doesn't know what to do with it. He's a dingling. You have a
room service.
Now you're coming from Central Jersey.
Central Jersey,
and
a long drive home, and I'm going to curse you every mile.
Yeah, the difference is you're probably going to call me up and do it too.
Probably.
I guess that's our time,
guys. Thank you, Joseph Anthony. Thank you, Joe Curry. Once again, thank you to Anthony from Opie and Anthony. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us, tell no one. Either way, keep on listening. I'm Davin. We're Davin. Send good night. Thank you. Bye.
Community radio station.